people will stop me all the time, ask me these different questions, but most people have a question like, what does it take to get rich and happy instantly with no effort? Some version of that question. And I'll usually look at them and say, do you really want to know, or are you just asking? But I really want to tell you what I really believe it takes to be rich and happy. Now, most people think rich is just money. But I know a lot of people have a lot of money and they're broke. And I know people have a lot of money and they're very rich. That richness is a sense of fulfillment. See, a lot of people have, quote, succeeded supposedly on the outside, but they're not fulfilled. And I'm here to tell you that success without fulfillment is failure. So how do you make sure you're really fulfilled? I mean, because it seems such an elusive thing for most people. Most people, you know, they think, okay, if I succeed, then I'll be fulfilled. And they succeed, and they're still not fulfilled. Or finally, if I have a kid, then I'll be fulfilled. And they have the child, and it's great for a while, and they're still not fulfilled. People are always looking for something more. And I will say to you that there's only two things that will give you fulfillment long term. We all have six needs that must be met. All human beings have them. We all have different goals, different desires, different ways of trying to make ourselves feel good, but we have the same needs. And the first need that everybody has is the need for certainty. We all have a need for absolute certainty because certainty is a survival mechanism. We have to have a certain amount of certainty to even function. Like right now, if you weren't certain these lamps, these lights up here were going to hold up, or the roof was going to hold on, then you probably wouldn't be listening to me a whole lot right now. Because without a base level of certainty, the floor is going to hold you up, you can't function. And how many of you have been in the place, by the way, where you had so much uncertainty in your life that it just freaked you out, like uncertainty about your job or your career or about a relationship, and it made you crazy inside? How many have been in that place where you had so much uncertainty it made you nuts? Say aye. So everyone needs a base level of certainty. Now, we all try to get that certainty in different ways. So we have the same need worldwide. It doesn't matter who you go to, what country, what culture, what language a person speaks, what their socioeconomic background is, everybody needs certainty. It is a human need, not a desire, a need. It's built into the human nervous system. But we all go about getting it differently. Like some people try to get certainty by having a routine that's the same every day so then they can be certain how it's gonna be. Some people try to get certainty by, you know, surrounding themselves with people that they're smarter than, so they feel like they're always in control of the situation, or by trying to control everyone. Some people get certainty by faith. You know, there's no certainty, so they get it by having trust that they're guided. Everyone has different ways. Some ways, some people get certainty that they can be comfortable. That's the basic level of certainty, is that you can avoid pain and you can have some pleasure. Base certainty is just that certain you can be comfortable. Most people get that by smoking or drinking or something like that. So everyone's gonna find a way to meet their need. You've already found ways to get a certain amount of certainty in your life or you wouldn't be listening to me right now. But the question is the way you're doing it, the way you're getting the need met, is it empowering you or disempowering you, or is it kind of neutral? If you're using drugs or alcohol to get certainty you can be comfortable, it obviously has many, many negative side effects. If you're using faith, it's a different one. If you're using your sense of identity, like, boy, I'm certain, not because everything around me is perfect, but I'm certain because I've always found a way. So my identity is I find a way, and that gives me certainty. So some ways will empower you. So now here's the interesting thing, though. When you get absolutely, totally certain about something, when you know what's going to happen, when it's going to happen, how it's going to happen, let's say in a relationship, you know what's going to happen, what they're going to say, when they're going to say it, how they're going to say it, what's going to occur. When you finally have this ultimate goal of certainty, this need, where you really feel like you're satiating it, you're fully meeting it, then what happens? You feel what? Bored. Right? So all of a sudden, this thing you wanted so bad, and this is funny because people go out and they work so hard to get what they want, then they get it and they're unhappy because now they're bored. It's like most people think the secret to life is make enough money so you'll never have to work again. And the truth of the matter is, if you spend any time with people who have achieved that, you'll find that they're miserable. And they usually start another business or do something else because that is not the secret to life. Because they get bored out of their mind. They want to pull their hair out. Because everyone needs to grow and to be stimulated. So while we want certainty, when we get absolute certainty, we go nuts. And that's because God has a sense of humor and gave us a second need, the need for uncertainty, just to really screw you up a good. Right? Just to see if you were paying attention. We have a need for certainty, but we simultaneously have a need for uncertainty. We have a need for variety. We have a need for surprise. We have a need to have things that we're not expecting happen. It creates excitement for us. That's what adventure is. If you know what's gonna happen, when it's gonna happen, how it's gonna happen, it feels good for a while, then you're bored. You gotta have surprises in your life. You gotta have those things that make you grow. When you know what it is, it doesn't require growth. You can predict it. But when you're not sure, now you have to grow to deal with the uncertainty. And that growth is what makes us feel happy as human beings inside. Now, you can get variety by doing drugs also. Change your state. You can get variety by going to a movie. You know, why do people go to movies? Because it gives them certainty and uncertainty. They're certain they're not gonna die, even if the guy in the movie does, right? And yet they have variety. They can vicariously experience all this adventure and surprise and so forth inside that film. How many of you have ever rented a video of a movie you've already seen? How many have ever done this? Say I. Now, why would you rent a movie you've already seen? Answer, because you're certain it's good and you're hoping you forgot enough that there'll be some variety, right? So these two are a paradox, aren't they? They seem to be antithesis of one another, and yet, as a human being, we need to have both of them to really feel good.